Dr. Daniel Halbert is here to share some bad poetry and some information about the event this Friday night called the Bad Poetry Contest. You might remember this man from the Haiku Deathmatch interview. So he's kind of making a name for himself on these very interesting events that encourage folks to really just stand up and put themselves out there in prose. Dr. Halbert, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Jenny.
Yes. Okay. So tell us about what made you want? Have you done this before?
I have not done a bad poetry contest before. They do one at Columbia called the Joyce Kilmer Memorial Contest or something like that. But I think it's time Amarillo is ready for a bad poetry contest.
But we have so many good poets.
We do. But, you know, to be a good poet, you have to write bad poetry.
You do?
Yeah.
You have to get through it? You have to write through it?
Yes, absolutely.
So you're saying my high school journals, all those excellent poems, if I just kept going, I'd get better?
Sure. Yeah.
Those will not be shared. Well, I'm so sad. We're going to be up in Garden City for pledge drive, so I'm not going to be there. So let's, how are we going to get folks to come to this and actually show up with their journals and penning something that is, do you want it to just be like overtly bad, or do you want it to just be like softly bad? Like,
oh no, we want it bad. We want it really bad. We want it really bad and fun. You know, like I am a true lover of poetry and really good poetry. I mean, I teach it. I absolutely love it. But I also really like bad poetry, right? Bad poetry allows us to appreciate good poetry better, but it also allows us to see where we come up short. Right. Mm-hmm. And it can be very, very fun. So this is not going to be a bunch of scholars sitting around thumbing their nose at people.
Picking apart the meter.
Right. Nothing like that. We're going to be laughing and having fun.
So what makes a poem bad to you?
Oh, gosh.
What are the common pitfalls?
Something that tries too hard. Right. Or something that doesn't try hard enough. Right. Something that's trite. Something that's saccharine. Right. There's so many things that can make a bad poem.
Mm-hmm. I always think because, we play so much music on this program and on the station, you really pay attention to the lyrics sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm trying to audition and listen to music to think, will High Plains Public Radio listeners like this or not like this? I often find that there is a very, very subjective valley where you're like, why did you pick that word? And you just kind of lost me at like funky. You lost me with funky usually. You got to be really special to get funky into a song. But yeah, it is such a subjective thing, and it really is to taste.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. There has to be some kind of a line where it's like, this is definitively capital B bad.
Yes, absolutely.
So do you have any examples that you might want to share to encourage folks to know where their poetry might fall?
Absolutely. So I've got a few examples here. Probably the most famous bad poem that's been written is by Sir William McGonagall, who was a Scottish poet in the 19th century. And he is just notorious for writing really, really bad poetry. And we're not really sure if it was tongue-in-cheek or if he was really trying to write good poetry and it just didn't work out really well.
He might be a genius, though.
Right, right. but probably his most infamous poem is The Taybridge Disaster, which is quite long, but I'll just read... just a taste of it. I guess it helps to know it was supposed to be in memoriam to the 1879 rail bridge disaster on the Tay River, in which 90 people were killed. Very, very tragic. And probably deserved better poetic remembrances than what Sir McGonagall has for us. So this is the very last stanza in it. It must have been an awful sight to witness in the dusky moonlight, while the storm fiend did laugh and angry did bray along the railway bridge of the Silvery Tay. Oh, ill-fated bridge of the Silvery Tay, I must now conclude my lay by telling the world fearlessly, without the least dismay, that your central girders would not have given way, at least many sensible men do say, had they been supported on each side with buttresses, at least many sensible men confesses. For the stronger we our houses do build, the less chance we have of being killed.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, dear sir.
No, that's probably not the right way to do that.
You know, when I used to write advertising, I remember there was this guy who wanted to fit so many things into a 30-second thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I will accept this challenge. And I had to create a 30-second commercial, and I do remember it. Let me see if this, because it kind of reminded me of that because it was just so literal.
Mm-hmm.
Do-it-yourselfers save the big bucks. Come and see me at Builder's Surplus, Casey's Home Improvement Outlet Store. Hardware, vanities, lumber, and more. Oodles of carpet from $2.99. Discount vanities. Wait, discount linoleum and tile. So fine. Oodles of carpet. Wait, no, what is it? Oh, I'm missing it. And then it says, prices so low, we've seen grown men faint. Oh, wait, from $2.99 for oceans of paint. Prices so low, we've seen grown men faint. Down home service and we'll save you a heap. Builder's Surplus, we've got good stuff. Cheap.
That is...
Does that count?
Oh, yes.
I feel like being overly literal and cramming too much in, even if it's finessed with meter, mm-hmm. it still can stink.
Right.
Good. Okay, good to know.
Or, you know, other examples of bad poetry is like, you know, really good poetry will connect things that we don't expect to be connected, mm-hmm. right? Like, so John Donne has a really famous poem called The Flea, in which he connects his love of a woman and his desire to seduce her with being bitten by a flea. And it's this great, amazing analogy that we just don't expect. Let me give you an example written by Dr. Matthew Harrison, who will be emceeing this event.
Oh, wow.
Of another poem that tries to connect two things, and maybe this one doesn't quite work. You might have heard about the recent discovery of the source of the Garfield phones that are washing up on beaches in France, and this is in remembrance.
So let's just—I guarantee most people don't know about this, but it's one of our favorite stories that we've just shared. Oh, this is great! So there is a beach in France where every so often, random pieces of Garfield telephones from the 1980s, like parts from the phones, keep showing up, and it's been happening for 3 decades,
mm-hmm.
and they figured out why.
Yeah, they finally found the source of it. There was a shipping container that was lost or something like
that.
And
it just keeps trickling out of a cave.
Right.
It's magical. Magical story. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so this is the beach of my heart. Like an orange Garfield novelty phone, your eyes wash up on the French beach of my heart. Mais oui, I say to them. Bonjour, monsieur garçon. I don't know French, so I faked that last part. Like an orange Garfield novelty phone, your lips call out to mine, plastic and orange. Those adjectives, of course, describe the phone. I never say I think your lips look orange. Broken like those Garfield novelty phones, my heart calls out to yours, filled with the muck of 30 years afloat, worn to the bone, and desperately wanting just to see you, disconnected, lost, adrift, and dismal. My heart bemoans your heart's new busy signal.
That makes me want lasagna. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Here, here, Harrison. Here,
or pretty
here.
Bad. Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Now, do you write poetry?
I haven't for a long time.
I see.
Yeah.
Are you going to fish out any oldies but goodies / baddies?
No. Okay. I think that once you start studying poetry for a living, that you become a little bit too critical. Mm-hmm. And I can't. It's hard for me to write poetry
anymore. Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. Unless it's like, you know, in the service of home improvement.
Right.
Well, one of my favorite poems, and I guess it would consider it bad, is from a friend. And it's one of the only poems I can quote. And it's my friend Mary Burford wrote this. And we went to a poetry event because I have a friend who's a serious poet who got, she won an award. She got to read at the 92nd Street Y. And there were all these poets, and people walked up to each other. And one of the very common things were, are you a poet? Because there were so many poets in the audience. And I just was kind of like, I just went, isn't everyone? And then my friend Mary spun around and she goes, I'm a poet. Do you want to hear my poem? And she proceeded to look at probably a very famous poet in New York City. And I don't know who it was, but she said, get the door, it's Domino's. Papa's in the house. But don't get the door if it's Papa. I don't want that guy in my house. That was her poem. And I was like, Mary, that's maybe my favorite poem. So
that's nice.
If I was to ever get anything in Elvish in a tattoo on my back, it would be that pizza poetry. Well, I am so excited that you're encouraging folks to come out and make light of their, you know, poetry is such a subjective thing. Everyone has it. It's just a way to have a language and try to put into words the things that really are not easy to put into words.
Right.
So this is exciting. I hope that a few of the bad ones are really, really good, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, some of my favorite poems are bad poems.
Okay, good.
So just a couple more details. So people, it's at the Jack B. Kelly Center on WTAMU campus in the Legends Club, which is a little gathering area on the bottom floor there. April 5th, this Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Entry is free. You can come and watch. You can come and read a poem. Totally free. We'll have some snacks and drinks. And there will be prizes for the best bad poets.
Okay, and so this, just to be clear, you do not have to be the author of the poem that you read. You can just be sharing a real stinker that you love.
Oh, no. You do need to be the author.
Yes,
you need to be the author of the poem. All right, folks, get to it. Yes.
So start thinking now, mm-hmm. and then by Friday you will have percolated some seriously bad poetic notions. And yeah, I can imagine there are probably even like algorithms you might even like get inspired to do some bad poetry online.
Sure. There's tons of examples of bad poetry out there. Fortunately or unfortunately, I think fortunately.
Yeah, fortunately. I'm into it. All right. Well, Dr. Daniel Helbert, thank you so much, folks. This is this Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Legends Club, lower level of the Jack B. Kelly Student Center. Is it Kelly or Kenny? Kelly.
I'm
Kelly.
Not sure. I should know that, actually.
I think it's we're going to say JBK.
Okay. Yeah,
the JBK. It's right there, right by the traffic circle on campus in Canyon, Texas. And if they have any questions, you can give them a call at 806-651-2483 or give them the email at dhelbert@wtamu.edu. I will get a post up with all the details as soon as I get to Garden City, Kansas. Dr. Helbert, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jenny.
All right. Now we're going to hear a request that you made, Cole Porter. You're the top.
That's it.
Let's do it on High Plains Morning, folks.